been in a couple of meetings where there's been construction going on. So come out of the meeting, you got nothing but white dust all over the car. And if you happen to be driving a convertible with the top down, you're going to be sitting on that very dust that was on top. But it's to remind you that there's some construction that is going on. But at the end of the construction, watch this now, comes the inspector to give you the certificate of occupancy. Once that is done, you can now occupy after the construction's done. When the construction is finished for the purpose of the structure, then things can be done. I do not want you to look at yourself and say, I am undone. God is not through with me yet. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Because when he said it is finished, he was done with Y-O-U. Huh? The lie of the enemy is to make you feel you're still not perfect. I'm under construction. See, I got a certificate of occupancy when he said it is finished. That means what the temple was constructed for is now occupied. Huh? Don't. But that's not in the Bible. What you said now, when a demon come up out of you, what did the Bible say? He said that demon's going to leave and go get seven more to come back and see if it is occupied. And if it's not occupied, he will make residence once again. We done had some chach. And if you don't know what that means, you've been caught up in some stuff that it has to be a certain way. But I'm occupied. There is someone, all of someone, not a little bit of someone, but all of someone that is occupying this temple. All. And because all of him is in that place that he says is my home, nothing can occupy because it's already preoccupied by the King, the Maker himself, the architect that built it the way he saw fit. But because a trial and tribulation comes, you feel like you got to be remodeled. I'm under renovation. Lie from the devil. I've been made perfect. I may have some imperfections. That's you, not him, who lives inside of you. Because now he occupies you. That's just what it says. If he said, oh my God. If he said, then he's going to go to the Father to make room for you. He is a builder, is he not? Just sitting over there. That was... Y'all don't know what that is? Let me tell you what that is. Because in happy hour time, you had to hurry up and drink fast before the special ran out. You see, it was during that time, it was my happy hour, but I didn't want the anointing to leave. So I was going to drink up as fast as I could before some religious spirit wants to come in and say, they're always doing something strange because I am a peculiar person. I am something different. Because we're here to be different. On purpose. I ain't talking about the church. I'm talking about you. He made you that way. Do you think God made a mistake when he made you? Can God do anything wrong? No, 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 no. Nothing imperfect is found in Jesus. Nothing found wanting in him. Everything that he has so desired by the Father has been given. That's why you've got to see what he has given you. It's perfect. You are perfect. And every word that is trying to occupy that house is a lie from hell itself. And I break every word off of your life that has tried to keep you down and try to keep you from your joy and your peace. I release peace, joy, happiness in your very life. God is beyond the place that you're at. And he's pulling you to come unto him. Every word that proceeded out of hell is broken off of your life. Every negative word, every curse is broken off of your life in the name of Jesus. But every promising and beautiful and pleasant word that has come from Father from heaven into your precious, precious body, I release right now in the name of Jesus. For he so loves you that he called you here today. You couldn't even get here quick enough. I got to get to that place. I got to get to that place where I know my daddy will hear my cry. Where my daddy will hear every tear that I have not yet shared. I'm here to tell you your life will never, ever, 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 ever be the same. I encourage you, beloved, that it's been a setup from your get up today. He loves you so much. And if anything comes against the love of God, that's how you know it's not sent from him. Whew. There's a ripping and a tear that I keep hearing, a ripping and a tear. Beloved, I'm here to encourage you that he is the mender. He is the restorer of the breach. In every relationship that has come against attack right now in the name of Jesus, I speak unto the females in your life right now in the name of Jesus that they will humble themselves and pray, seek his face, and that sensation to go after that thing that is not holy, God will remove in the name of Jesus. Invade their space in Jesus' mighty name. Let them see everything in who you are. Let the light radiate and shine on their behalf. Whew. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Something about to happen. Come on now. Come on. Something is about to happen. And you feel it? You feel it? Something is about to happen. What's going to happen? I don't know, but something about to happen. I ain't supposed to know about it. He knows about it. All I'm supposed to do is just walk in it. I may have been on pause for a little bit. I may have been sitting down for a little bit. I may have been waiting for my breakthrough for a little bit. I may have been asking God for my building for a little bit. But he's about to press play on my destiny. He said, I had to get people around you to see. There's some stuff will be broken off. The enemy thought he had a hand and a grip on you. Every time he wanted to squeeze life out of you, God said, just shake it off. Because you can't hold on to what he does not own. I hold the deed to this property. Yeah. There's some stuff be given back to his children because they've labored. They've toiled. They've wept. They've given up. God says, I'm the Father who'll never leave them nor forsake them. They will never leave my seed begging bread. I will step in at that very moment that when they are in need, I will give them what they ask. And if they ask for bread, I won't give them a stone. I'm going to give them what they ask for because I hear their prayers in this place. Because the temple has been finished. Come on. Come on. We cannot look back. Hey! See, the people that put the lame man outside the church. It took someone to come outside of the church to deal with the one that was over 40 years old in that circumstance. But people paid attention to that circumstance. So when the change came, they recognized who the individual was because he's no longer there. Watch this. He was once on pause. He's no longer there. He got up and began to move. Which way? That way forward to the temple. When the enemy puts you on pause, it's when God steps into the scene and presses play so that you can move forward. Watch this. Watch this. It's when everything feels like it's coming against you. Now, the two servants that happened to go right by the man came under persecution. Watch this now. But once they saw the man who was once on pause, now is on play. Now they begin to question who did this. Peter, I said his name was Peter, began to preach to the very people that had no compassion for the man on pause. When he began to preach, the people that didn't have compassion for somebody that was on pause finally got a revelation of the love of the Father. On that day when somebody's pause button was pressed, 5,000 people were added unto the kingdom of God. That when they tried to put Peter and Paul, they're trying to put him in jail and try to bring an accusation toward them, they said, we can't find no fault. We can only tell them, do not preach this. But they came out of jail. They went in a night season. But they came out in the morning. They came out in the morning. They went in at night, but they came out in the morning with no case on them. Are you feeling me, Chris? Are you feeling me? See, the enemy's trying to put a case on you. But if you do what God has called you to do, compassion for someone that's on pause. The case will be thrown out of court. Oh, this word is for someone in this house. The case will be thrown out of court. Their night season will come to an end, and they will walk out without a case. And what came against them was added to them. Woo! Come on, somebody. Whatever case was brought to you by the enemy is going to get thrown out of court. You're going to walk out of the prison of your night season, and you're going to be set free without a case. My, my, my. You're going to walk out of there never to be the same ever again. You may look like I've been sitting under Section 8 for a very, very long time. But let me tell you, that is your new beginning. Because he placed you under a section of new beginning. It may look like you've been put on pause. Woo-wee. But something is about to happen. What you have desired to step on, what you have desired to experience, you've already been smelling in prayer. You have been smelling the atmosphere of the soil of where you're going. You have heard, my God, the drumbeats. You have heard the music, and you have heard the language of a distant land. To understand, my God, today, that as you begin to prophesy when you're there, the language will be of their language. There will not be the need for an interpreter. You may start, my God, you may start off in a small tent. But then they'll say, let's move it to the Colosseum. Because it can't hold the outpouring when they see the cloud. My God. But it won't be that in the size of a man's hand. It'll be that of the hand of God. When the fire begins to fall from heaven, you will experience manna falling from heaven. My God. Witch doctors, my God, and witches will begin to burn the very articles of witchcraft because of the heart being made pliable for the people of the region. Of God, not just someone passing through. The tangible glory remains to become history. That's why you couldn't get out of the history books of revivalists. Because it'll be written of Johnny Woods to the liking of the revivalist that comes in on a regular basis. That the kings of the region will summon you to come. That you will sit, my God, before the royal palaces and many of the leaders. That you will begin to speak and bring unity to a tribe. To a tribe that has caused discourse. Beloved, I encourage you. Humble thyself under the mighty hand of God. Seek his face like never before. Not only, watch this, and this is not typical, they will send for you. It will not be about chicken dinners and potlucks. It'll be about money being sent to get you there. Settle your spirit and your heart. I see you walked in through the front door of your home. Turned to the left. And when you left, I feel under my right foot. I go this way. There's carpet. Where I'm at right here, there's not. I've never been in your home. When you lift up your right foot, I want you to look back as you put your right foot on the carpet. Look back. For the dust that is there is not of this land. You're going to look for the red clay, and you haven't been anywhere near it. But it's on you, because you're going, sir. I know, James, I know what you're supposed to get you today, but I'm sorry, brother. I just started drinking some of the Holy Ghost. For some people call it, I know, I was like, who's playing it on? Oh, Lord. I started, all right, good. We're going to offend some folks. But I was toking the ghost. Yeah, y'all, okay, some of y'all, since y'all are really saved. Spiritual is a spirit that enters in, because when we were created, he blew into the nostril of man. So when I was right, I said, Lord, you're doing something. He says, I am creating in my church, my people, your temple, God, a new thing. A new thing. If you're looking for how it used to be, you're going to miss it. And if you're looking to get revelation, you're going to miss it. It's through impartation that you receive what God has. The only way you get impartation, watch this, is being right next. Right next. If you've ever wondered why some of the folks around you are no longer there, it's because God stepped right in to bring what you need right now. It's my God. Woo. I sense that God himself is heart to heart with you. Not only have you felt his presence, not only have you heard the heartbeats, but you have felt the breath of God to blow over you. And it is in this process that he's called you beloved for such a time as this, to do according to what was written in your journal 3 years ago, that he said you're going to do this thing, and not to worry, it shall accomplish what I set it out to do. Many will gather to you, but I had to bring some people to come away from you. Don't go back to that place that you once knew. You got to go to a place that you know not of. See, the man that was lame and that was on pause didn't go back to where he once was. He said, I'm going into the temple. And then he looked to the two and said, can I go with you? What does that mean? A new relationship was brought. A new relationship was brought to the man that was on pause. Somebody needs to hear this. A new relationship was brought to someone that was on pause. A new relationship was brought to someone on pause. And what was not meant to be there, hear me and hear me good, is about to be snatched away for his glory, his purpose, for his word to be fulfilled. Woo-wee! I told you it was like fire. Shut up in my bones. That I can't contain it. But it wasn't until all the flesh died off. It wasn't until nothing was left that a word spoke to the fire that was in the bones. To rise up fresh in you. Fresh and new is different, because something different's about to happen. Something different's about to happen. Hear this. Are you recording? Amarki, I prophesy to you, sir. Get in alignment with the word. Honor thy father. Honor thy father, and long life will be added unto you. But I prophesy this unto you, sir, that your ministry will be predicated on your obedience to the Father. Signs, wonders, and miracles have been held up within you. But I speak to unlock you to your destiny. I press play on your pause. This fire will be in Puerto Rico. Take this recording and show others that a prophet is on the way. See, when Peter was being persecuted because of healing that lame man, the boldness came on Peter. the boldness came on the people. That it was no longer about the one. It was about a people that had a heart for people. That's why I know we're getting a building. That's how I know we're getting it. That's how I know it'll be given. How many of you have heard the Lord tell you, I've given you the key to the city? He's saying that I've given strategic people the key to the city because it's open to go anywhere in the city and to lock the door on the unclean, the witchcraft, every curandero, and every foul and unclean spirit that opposes the kingdom of God. The inner city will begin to look like the outskirts of San Antonio. In order for a word to be reversed from a curse, see, Saint San Antonio prophesied to San Antonio that it would be a poor city. Where did he prophesy that at? In the inner city. For a curse to be reversed, you've got to see an increase in newness in the inner city. The churches went outside the city limits. And now God is calling the real church in the inner city to raise up the city. Come on now. Come on. It may have been a little bit too deep for you. Okay, let me just put it to you in this way. If you know that there's been witchcraft on you and it's been canceled, the very thing that's been canceled off your life is about to turn around and produce what it was stopping. If finances were declared not to enter into San Antonio, and if the curse be broken, that means it's coming, and it ain't coming outside 1604. It ain't coming on the new loop. It's coming inside San Antonio. Downtown. In the barrios. Strategic to release finances on the east side, on the south side, on the west side, in the central side. I hope you hear this, people of God. Something is about to happen. Greg, I don't know what's going to happen, but something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Once we step in, woo, it's all over but the shouting and the dancing anyhow. I don't know about you, but when I told you to bring your dancing shoes, it didn't mean the dance was over. Just because church was over. You keep your dancing shoes on. Because in the midst of adversity, get your dance on. Because victory is coming to those that believe. Amen? Do you believe this? Wednesday nights seem to be like what it used to be. There's been a flow of the Spirit for a reason to declare what is to come. You want to know what the word is for 2016? Me too. I got it. I said, Lord, I need to know what's going on for 2016. I'm not going to be chasing all this numerologies, I was going to say. All these numbers to try to find out, oh, what is the mystical? No, I just know that God says, it is finished. It is built. It is occupied. Now go occupy the land. Till I come. We're taking land back. Hear this now. We're taking land back in 2016. Now watch this. Before y'all start getting all trippy, I mean, well, Pastor, it's supposed to be this year. Let me remind you. In a prophetic people experience first before the others. Because if the Lord speaks something, watch this. He doesn't reveal anything unless he reveals it unto his prophets first. So don't be looking for an individual prophet. You're carrying the good news. You are occupied by the King. And because something's been declared over your life, you're going to experience it first before others. Woo! See, when you're drunk like that, y'all know how some of y'all get. Y'all get y'all dance on. Sir, I appreciate your spirit, sir, and I thank you for jumping on the drum. You ain't got to stop. It sounded great, didn't it? That's right. Thank you so much for that. I tell you that we always try to figure out what God wants to do. It's in the waiting, in the tarrying, and learning to wait on the Lord. That he leads. He directs. He instructs. And that's the most beautiful thing. Because if it had been structured the way that I saw fit, we wouldn't have had none of this. None of this scripted. None of this planned. The Lord spoke. Why did he speak? Well, obviously, he's speaking into your circumstance. He's speaking into the atmosphere of your personal life. So that he can turn some things around. And what was cloudy is coming into focus. So you can see clearer to your destiny. Amen. Someone in here has been having problems with their stomach. Who is that? Lord Jesus, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I felt it right now. Father, in the precious name of our Lord, the precious Son of God, I thank you that you love him so much that you give the word of knowledge right now, Father. And I thank you for the divine healing in their stomach, the small intestine and the large intestines. Father, I thank you that you regulate right now every form of bacteria, regulated. Bad bacteria and good bacteria need to occupy the intestines. But Father, there's someone that is standing up that has been having pain to the point because of stress. It feels like there's a little pain that is growing that's causing burning. Who is it? Who's having burning? Is that you, Colleen? Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, release it. Show your love unto her and how much you love her. Release that pain. Bring the complete and restorative healing in her body right now. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. You love her so much that you release the goodness of who you are to her. Lord, I just thank you for the healing right now. Release your virtue now, Father. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Lord, I thank you for strength. I thank you that you restore and remove the pain right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Father.
Jesus, have your way. Show how much you love her by releasing her. I bind that fear right now off of you in the name of Jesus. It's not hindering you. It's not hindering you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for peace, comfort. By your stripes, she's already healed. Lord, I thank you for it right now. In Jesus' mighty name, stand in peace and strength. Come on. Is it subsiding? Put it where it's at. Put your hand there. Come here, Anais. Put your hand there. Father, we just come in agreement right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for removing the pain right now in Jesus' mighty name. Or lessen it. Lord, it's not that we don't have faith, but even Jesus had to pray twice for the man that was blind. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We just thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you that you hear her cries. And Lord, we just thank you for the word of knowledge that has gone forth. It shall accomplish what you set it out to do. And we thank you for that healing. In Jesus' mighty name. Is it going down? More? More? More, God. Give her more. Give her more. Give her more. I trust what you're doing, God. Trust what you're doing, that it is you, not man, but it is you. But I thank you that you've given us the command to heal the sick. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we just release the healing picture right now. Everything, God. We rebuke infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. Come out. In Jesus' mighty name. Peace and healing. In Jesus' name. Subsiding more. Amen. Amen. Lord, I just give you honor and glory right now. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the healing right now. I thank you for strengthening me. I thank you for it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, glorious Jesus, I thank you. Oh, I thank you right now. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lessening, lessening, lessening. All the way gone. We accept nothing less but the true divine healing of God for your precious child. In Jesus' name. Better? Feel it on my neck. Who has neck problems in here right now? Neck. Neck. Stand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just speak in the neck region right now, and I thank you right now for your precious spirit, oh God. Relieve the tension. I speak into the very spine, his back, and I thank you that it's released right now in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Neck or back? Back. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release your precious healing, God. I thank you right now, Father, for your precious and your divine touch on his life. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, that as you do it now, Lord, you remove that pain. Remove the pain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Did you have an accident? Sciatica? Yeah, hey, it's all right, all right. Father, I thank you that it is all right right now, Father. I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I thank you for that healing now. Is the pain subsiding or still the same? Just be honest with me.
It's okay.
Would it hurt when you bend over? Comes and goes. Okay, well, Father, that his tomorrow will not be like his today or every other day. His tomorrow will be that new day. That new day. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Someone's ear, I hear ringing in my ear. Who is it? There's a problem with ears. Stand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for that healing. Father, I speak against that swelling right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the tenderness to be removed. But more importantly, Father God, I just thank you right now for your divine healing. And I bless what you're doing right now. Lord, I bless what you're doing right now. I thank you that by faith, Father God, we can declare the healing in your precious Son's body right now. I thank you for your love to be displayed as the healing virtue goes now. In the name of Jesus. How is it? Yep. Be honest with me. What is it? How is it now? Thank you. He said it constantly comes, Father. So I thank you right now that the cycle is broken. And I thank you right now for the divine healing, that his every night and his every day is that new day. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, that you do it completely. In his precious, precious name we pray. We receive it now. In Jesus' name. What is right here? Is that kidney or is that liver? Whose kidney? I feel it pain right in there. You? Father, give it the craving for water. Let her crave nothing but water. Let her desire the water when she wakes, as she walks, as she rests, and before she sleeps. Let her crave that water. Now, Father, put your hand on me. Now, Lord, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your grace and your mercy, Lord. I thank you right now for your divine healing, your divine touch, Lord. I thank you for the cleansing power right now, the renewing right now in her kidney right now. Break up the stone. Break it up. Dissolve it now in the name of Jesus. Bring healing into that organ now. And I thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Restore, restore, restore in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, speak unto her heart. Holy Spirit, convict her to drink more water. In Jesus' mighty name. Someone's left eye just felt the pain come right around here. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you right now for your healing. I release it right now in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father God, that you strengthen the muscles, Lord. Are you straining? Do you strain your eyes? Father, in the name of Jesus, give her strength in her eyes right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for your divine healing right now. I release it now in Jesus' mighty name. We receive your divine healing now. Strengthen it. Come in order. When you finished this temple, it was made perfect. And I thank you that it's back in structure and back in order as you designed and ordained for her life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I felt that. I felt that. Thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this house, Lord. Lord, I yield unto you that your Spirit move in this house. Holy Spirit, have your very way. Someone's been having insomnia to the point that you're constantly going to, I keep hearing Ambien. Who is that? You're having a hard time sleeping in here. And you're relying on sleeping pills. How's your opportunity for that healing? I keep sensing it. I heard it. Who is it? It's your choice if you want to keep it that way. You have a hard time sleeping? Okay, come up here. Who else? There's someone in here. I keep hearing Ambien. Who is it? Is it you? Oh, is your mom? You have the baby in your arms right now? Can someone get the baby? And I want you to come up here for... Everybody turns around. Give me the baby! Give me the baby! You'll stand in proxy for your mom, you said? For your mom? Come on up here. Come on up here. Baby, come with me. Come on. Go ahead. That's fine. That's fine. Father, in the name of... Hold her hand to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come in agreement right now. As a daughter stands in proxy right now for her mother, I thank you right now for your divine healing to bring peace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you right now as she stands in proxy for her mother, Lord, that you will remove the images that she sees. I thank you that fear is removed out of her mind, out of the images of her mind right now in the name of Jesus. It has come through trauma that has come down and trickled down through her life, and that she is afraid to even keep her eyes closed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke trauma out of her images, out of her psyche right now in Jesus' mighty name. And I speak peace, tranquility into her body. Give her rest in her body in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you that you have spoken that which is coming to pass now. In Jesus' mighty name, let her find her resting peacefully when she gets home tonight. That she is asleep and snoring so loud that she'll know, God, you have heard my cries in this place. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, I thank you for this precious woman of God that says, I am not taking pills, but I do have trouble sleeping. Give her such peace, Father God. Regulate the chemicals in her brain right now in the name of Jesus, that she can find rest for her body, rest for her mind. And Lord, I even thank you right now that you'll give her peaceful and restful dreams, Lord. And she speak to her in her dreams once again, Father. Give her the images and the visions that you gave unto her when she would sleep. Our Father, give them detail that she will begin to write them down. Lord, I thank you for the peace and I thank you for the sleep. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Woo-wee. Hallelujah. Stay on that symbol like you were doing. Stay on that symbol like you were doing. Somebody in here, when he was hitting that cymbal, I kept seeing the waves like this, and it was hitting someone that suffers from personality deficit. In other words, they vacillate back and forth. Many will call split personality, but they vacillate back and forth. That sometimes, oh, thank you, Jesus, I heard it. It is the bipolar disorder that causes them at one moment to be happy, the next to be very angry or very sad. If you're here or your loved one or someone you know, stand to your feet. I want you to keep playing that. Play that cymbal. Play that cymbal. Play the cymbal. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your precious word that has gone forth right now. You are a God that knows all things. You're the God that sees all, but you're the God that is everywhere. And as I speak this word, Father God, it is your word that I declare over them, Lord.
that you bring normalcy to the mind, Father God, that you bring order to what is in disorder. You bring order, Father God, what is out of order. And I thank you right now, Father God, that this very foul spirit, Lord, is broken off of their life right now in the name of Jesus. Release peace in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that they're not bipolar, Father God. I thank you, God, that they walk in normalcy and wholeness with you. Lord, I just thank you right now as I release this word. It's by your word, Father God, that it goes forth, that it will not return void unto you. It shall accomplish what it was set out to do. Now, Father, for the loved ones, for those that are standing, Lord, I thank you that they stand in proxy by faith, God. And by faith, Lord, you have healed them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Oh, God is good. Come on, God is good. We didn't have to hold a healing service. We didn't have to call a healing revival. The healer stepped in tonight. He stepped in for what he wanted to do. The mere fact that you were here, thank you, Jesus. Melissa, I want you to put your right hand on her, please, right there. Right hand on her. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you right now that her tomorrow is different from her past. That you're speaking right now. Father, I keep seeing like a lock, a combination lock around her. That she's been locked up. She's been held back. But Lord, you hold the combination to her freedom, that you will loose her into joy, loose her into her destiny, that you'll bring a change into her life, that she will experience so much joy, so much peace. And the relationships that have come against her, that have been torn and ripped apart, Father, I thank you right now that her tomorrow, Father, is different from her past. Lord, I thank you for blessing her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Now, I unlock her right now in the name of Jesus. Blessings, blessings, blessings from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet in Jesus' mighty name. Joy, 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 unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! The man showed up. Ooh, I love it when daddy shows up and says, boy, just let me do it. Okay, do it. I love it. Amen. Look, I know we're supposed to do formalities and like, how do you transition to, you're like, oh, there go the Holy Ghost. Now he asks for money. In that setting, some folks back in the day know how to do it. They'd be running up to the altar, just dropping it. That's the God, under that anointing, here you go. Under that anointing, here you go. Under that anointing, there's where miracles happen. There's where miracles happen. Under that anointing, you don't have to wait for someone to say, bring your tithes to the altar. No, under that anointing, you just release it because God is releasing power and anointing and favor in your life. Let me help you. Do you notice the chest is always open? Oh, I wish you'd had the electric and just got that jazz. Drop it like it's hot!
Drop it like it's hot!
Boy, I like that. It's under that anointing. I've seen it many times. That under that anointing, people sow, and then all of a sudden things start to happen. Don't get it twisted. When that happened for me, it's all a spiritual thing that manifests in its season. But don't get pumped and primed. I shouldn't have to teach you on tithes and offering. Just love God and give. Just love God and give.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Bam! Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you can sit, man. You can sit. I know. Bless you, sir. Bless you. And that was some cool playing on that. How long you been playing, man? How long you been playing?
Not drums a long time. Student of drums. I play guitar.
Did you really? Get on the car. Get on the guitar, man. Get on the guitar. Let's just get on there, man. Let's just get on there. Just for a moment. Come on. I appreciate that, man. That's all right. That's all right. There's something about to happen. Whatever. Say something here now. Johnny, get a mic for Johnny. Come on, let's just float it.
Y'all gonna make me go way back.
All right.
I can't sing to this. It won't be holy, I can't.
Just declare, man. That's it.
At your feet.
All right.
Lord, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. You got it.
He looked at me like, that's my money.
I got a word to tell you, Chris. I met you earlier today at Starbucks, and I said the Lord has a call for you in music, and he said he was going to do it soon. But he also says, welcome home. This is your home now. And I told you, watch what he does. Doors are about to open in the music business, but also teaching music and prophesying. You're going to learn more about the prophetic because you are a prophetic minstrel. That's the sound of the Lord. Now, because you sowed the seed that was given to you, by the way, I had a dream 3 nights ago, and you were in it, and so was James, and God's been doing things prophetically all at the third place called Starbucks.
Man, that sounded sweet. Thank you so much, Marty. Marty. Yes, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, man. Thank you for that. I done told you on Sunday I felt some Boney James. I felt a jazz feel in here. Remember I told you that? I felt it. Y'all don't know about no Boney James. Y'all better start looking up some Boney James. Well, I tell you what, I felt that. Woo! Amen. Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Come on, man. Just come on, man. Just get up here.
Boy, say, well, you put me on the spot, so I froze up. Anyway, when you said you go into your house and you turn to the left, you said that? You said there's carpet right there? John Michael, when we go to the house and we turn to the left, what's right there? And I do mean literally right there. As a matter of fact, it's so odd to me because of the way they built it. It's just a small little foyer, and then bam, you go right there.
Come on, have I ever been in your house?
Never.
Have I been in your house, John Michael? Never. Not this house.
No, you ain't been to this house.
Say it now.
Yeah, and so you said, you said you'd turn and look to the right, and I was, you know, enacting what you were saying, of course. And right there is the staff that Purple made me.
Ooh, wow.
And below that staff, there's nothing. Nothing is in that space. I don't let anything be in that space. But every time I come through from prayer at night, I turn this way, look at the staff, and think about red sand in Africa. That's why I was freaking out over this. Hold up now. Watch this here. Lord Jesus. When we went to Austin, I almost canceled the thing, and I told the prophet, I said, man, I don't have a word. I don't feel like I have a word. Even my boy, who wanted to go, he went, and he was my adjutant. He served me. Do y'all remember what I preached on? Do you remember, Jay, what I preached on? You know what it was? 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, And I broke down those four principal things, and God said to me, let this be your flagship in this season. And if you'll keep this banner waving like that, I'll open it all up for you. But you stay under that flagship and keep your heart right with me. And those four principal things, and you spoke that tonight, man. Doc, I can't say it enough, man. That it is, it's incredible, incredible. That prophetic mantle of the office of the prophet is all over you, man. I'm telling you it is, man. And we've been doing this for a minute. And we've been doing some stuff they don't even know nothing about. But this here, this right here, oh my goodness. It is the office. I felt you shot me out of this room, man. And I went in, and I was there on the ground.
Look at him.
And I felt that. Brother, you're on it. You're crazy on it.
Amen.
Bishop, I saw you on a platform. You were wearing white.
Uh-huh.
And when you look out over the crowd, you cannot see where the head stop.
All right.
That are dead. And the power of God that's going to fall on your meeting, they're going to rise up.
Come on. There's a whole different flow when you enter something new. Hear this, and I'll give the analogy. You come in to a stream that has flowing waters, but the deeper that it gets, it turns into current. That current is what takes you into something new. When you experience the new, and I said this, I've been saying this, we have to get acclimated to the new. Now, God gives us a glimpse before we arrive there. He gives you a taste before you get it. So that when you have the taste, now you have an appetite and a craving for what you once had. And then it's removed. Then when you step into the season, when it's before you, you start smelling and tasting and getting to what he showed you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Your sister, okay? Okay. All right. All right. Stand with her. Father, we stand today. See, God, you held us here tonight. You held us here. So that within her spirit, she could hear the prophetic word. And it was the prophetic word that stirred her spirit. And you opened her eyes, her inner eyes, to see her sister. Lord, in her heart, she says, I will give her my joy so that she can have peace. Lord, that's a sacrifice. That you receive pleasant aroma unto you. And Lord, I just thank you right now that you're the ultimate sacrifice. She said for over 10 years, there's been an issue. She's been on pause. Now, Father, we speak against this spirit, but the underlying spirit, Father, the root cause. Now, Father, we speak unto it now. We uproot it right now. The very root and very trauma of what has caused this escape. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, everything that we uproot, Lord, we plant in the good, the joy, the peace. The acceptance. And Father, we just thank you for divine healing. She equated it to being the resurrection. Being raised from the dead. Bring her back into that light with you. Bring her back out of that grave. We prophesy into the dry bones. We prophesy right now to awaken and arise, that she shall come forth and come forth as a new creature. She shall come forth as a woman not under the influence, but a woman of influence. And Father, I thank you for her and I bless her. As she stands in proxy for her sister, Lord, I release this word right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will embrace her with your love, oh God. Let her feel the very warmth and the heartbeat of you, Lord, that she'll know truly Jesus visited me tonight. Yes, yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you that every hardship, every ounce of trauma, every ounce of rejection, every ounce, Father God, that is not of you is removed.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
But fill her, God, occupy that building.
give her the certificate of occupancy. That you occupy that temple. Lord, we thank you right now as she's a new creature in you. Let her sleep tonight with such peace that when she awakens that she doesn't have the craving for what she once craved, but now has a taste of the honey that you've given her, the manna that has fallen tonight on her behalf. And I thank you, God, that she is partaking of all of you tonight. Visit her tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We believe and we receive it tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. Love you, love you, love you. Woo-wee! See, we are trying to get out. I know. I'm leaving. Yes, sir. Okay.
So we went to dinner, and then he said, we were going to go to the Starbucks on San Pedro Boulevard, but he goes, no, let's go to the one at the quarry. We go to the quarry, we see her and Daniel.
Wow.
And I had my guitar with me. The Lord told me to take your guitar and start playing prophetically and start singing. And so we had a time of worship and prophetic and stuff. And then the prophetic was released to James, and he started prophesying like a madman over Daniel.
Uh-huh.
And I had some prophetic stuff for her, too. And she was contemplating it, but I kept coming.
Wow.
I just want to say, though, what I kept feeling before, like last week on Wednesday. By the way, I was dressed up to go to church on Sunday, but we didn't miscommunicate.
So okay, that's all right. Yes.
The point is this, is like, I needed to rest. But I was telling him, I said, you know, it was the flyers that, you know, for Monday night that you've given us to give out to
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. Amen. 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 Debt free. I'm going to share what I said I was going to share. I had a meeting this morning with four different pastors. There's a total of five pastors, four different ones. One was the main one that a church was given to him. It's called the Rev Center. The Methodists turned over a church to him. Do whatever you want. It's yours. If you want to tear it down, knock it down, build something, do it. Just do what you got to do concerning outreach. We'll come back and see how things are going in about 3 years. They came back within 6 months to a year. He said, everything you're doing, we want to do 30 times over. Are you ready for another one? He says, me personally, no. But I do know some folks. So I got invited to go to this meeting this morning.
Let me put this in rewind for you. 2 years ago, when I went on my cruise, and some folks felt like I wasn't supposed to go. But on that cruise, the Lord said, change your mission and your vision. You remember that? So I didn't wait to put it into act. As soon as I came back, hey, guys, get ready. This is a new vision. We're going to be first responders to the needs of the city. And we're going to start doing outreach to the city. Remember that? That turn? Oh, you see, that's why you didn't get to enjoy your cruise, because you weren't supposed to go. Oh, I had an appointment with my daddy. And when I came back, vision and mission was changed. Lost some folks along the way. It's all right. But now I'm sitting at this table. Then they said, well, I am busy with what I'm doing, but they want me to oversee whoever's going to do the other one. But they want to do 30 church buildings to give to ministries that have the same mission and vision that they're doing, with no strings attached. So a question was asked to me. Well, where are you located? Oh, say it again. He says, I've seen the House of Manna. He says, is that by UTSA? Yes. He goes, I used to live down the street from there. He says, so where are you doing your outreach? I said, all downtown. That's how I met these other pastors that were on the table. He says, so where were you thinking? I said, the Lord said he gave me the key to the city. That I could go anywhere. Because he has already given me the open doors. See, there's an opportunity for a building to be given debt-free for the purpose of his bidding. Now, what I need you to do is just pray. God, where do you want us to be? Not if. Don't play this if. I'm telling you, where do you want us to be? Because there's where we're going. If the phone rings and says, are you willing? Before he even says, I'm saying yes. Now, I'm going to be that prophet. Answer the phone. Yes, we're ready. Yeah. Oh, by the way, hello. Yeah. See, I feel it for the city to get back and build the inner city. So that's why I know we've been feeling we're getting out of here. We're getting out of here. We're getting out of here. And it's not about filling another building with church folks on Sunday. It's about training folks to get them to empty the seats and get out into the streets. Amen? Amen. So I pray that you guys diligently pray that God will show the man where. Amen? Amen. That's it. It's all over but the shouting. That's it. That's it. All over but the shouting. Come on. Amen. 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 So what a blessing. I appreciate your y'all's efforts and everything that you're doing to get people here. But more importantly, prayer makes change. Amen. So get in that mode of prayer and so God can do what he wants to do. Amen. I'm just going to step in. Because he's already pressed play. Amen. Amen. No longer on pause. Amen. I know I've kept you too long. Look, I bless you. I love you. We'll see you on Sunday. Get ready. I think this Friday we have aliens come here for aliens. Aliens this Friday. This Saturday we'll be out at the park right down the road right here handing out waters and praying for people right down there on Babcock going towards 1604. There's a park right there. Okay. 10 o'clock this Saturday out at the park, canopy, prayer, and we'll see for miracles to be taking place out there. Amen. Amen. We'll see you on Sunday. God bless you guys.